In this bulletin, a massive drug seizure hailed by law enforcement authorities. Scott Morrison defends the calling of an inquiry into the family law system. And a giant blow for Greater Western Sydney with another star out of the preliminary final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. Law enforcement agencies have hailed the seizure of 1,200 kilograms of ephedrine, enough to manufacture a tonne of the drug ice. The chemical was found hidden in 127 boxes in a Sydney furniture shipment. The haul is estimated to be worth $750 million. Border Force's New South Wales Regional Commander Danielle Yiannopoulos says the seizure has stopped about 10 million hits of ice from the streets.
The Australian community's appetite for ice is quite ferocious, and the cost of the drugs on the street is, makes it competitive for criminals to bring it here. But that's why the law enforcement officers here in the Border Force, working together with our colleagues, is, we're collaborating to, and this is an example of winning one of the battles in waging the war against drugs.
Two Malaysian nationals, aged 63 and 25, have been arrested over the haul. Scott Morrison has defended setting up an inquiry into the family law system after it was widely criticised by domestic violence campaigners. Rosie Batty has accused MPs of using the inquiry for political purposes. She says the government ignored 60 Law Reform Commission recommendations to reform the system that were made earlier this year. Scott Morrison has told Parliament the inquiry is important because family breakdowns are devastating and a primary factor in suicide and domestic violence.
And as an advanced society as we are and a compassionate society, we must always seek and strive to do better to ensure that when those Australians who are going through this difficult and traumatic time, the system works in as supportive a way and as protective a way as possible. This inquiry is not about what sides people are on in particular disputes, Mr. Speaker.
Qantas boss Alan Joyce has taken a swipe at Australian airports over their fees, saying that travellers and airlines are paying far more than at other airports around the world. Mr. Joyce says the Australian airports are charging 25% more per passenger than a decade ago. He told the National Press Club, while our airports were some of the most profitable internationally, none were rated among the best for customers.
It costs more to buy a coffee. It costs more to rent the car. It costs more to get a taxi. And, as you can imagine it absolutely costs a lot more than it should to land an aircraft at these airports. Over the last 10 years, there's been a big increase in volumes to our airports as the airlines have grown. You would have expected that charges per passenger come down.
To sport, and Greater Western Sydney has been dealt another blow in the lead-up to Saturday's preliminary final against Collingwood, with star Lachie Whitfield ruled out with appendicitis. The 25-year-old was hospitalised after experiencing stomach pains and had surgery this morning to remove his appendix. Coach Leon Cameron says he's confident Whitfield will be able to play in the grand final should the Giants beat the Magpies.
I mean, we're not going to sit here and deny that we're flat that he's not playing, and I'm not going to say that he's happy about this, but it's just, it is what it is. These things happen. Is it at the wrong time? Yes, it is, but he's old enough and he's big enough to know that this is really important. His health's more important than any game of footy.
It's the second blow for GWS in 24 hours after the tribunal upheld Toby Green's one-match ban for making unreasonable contact to the face of Brisbane's Lachie Neale. The Giants are challenging the decision with an appeal due to be heard tomorrow night. Well, now the weather across Australia for Thursday. Perth, a shower or two and 16. Adelaide, possible dust and windy with a top of 30. Sunny for Melbourne, 23. Hobart, similar, 22. Cloudy for Canberra, 20. Wollongong, showers and 19. Sydney, showers, 21. Newcastle, a shower or two and 22. Brisbane, a possible shower and 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.